John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Nathaniel.
Thank you for joining me. So why exactly is Jupiter and Saturn at its easiest viewing this month?
Well, Jupiter will be at opposition, so which means it'll be directly opposite the Sun at midnight on the 11th of next month, which makes it visible pretty well all night long. So it's, any time you want to have a look at it, it should be up there after dark.
Right. And what about the other planet, Saturn?
Saturn comes up about an hour and a half later.
Oh.
So it'll be pretty good as well. So if you're a bit of a night owl, it'll be there to look at as well.
An hour and a half later, that's really convenient. Didn't want Jupiter to take all the limelight, does it?
No, that's right. Well, you can't take any limelight away from Saturn. It's just the most magnificent thing to look at through a telescope. Those rings are just fantastic.
Oh, you get me very excited.
even a small telescope, you'll be able to see the rings of Saturn.
Right. And what do you think is, besides obviously it's quite beautiful, but what do you think the appeal is for planetary viewing?
Oh, I think they've always been pretty fascinating from even back to the ancients. To weren't too sure what they were, but because with a telescope you can't see the surface of these planets, and certainly Saturn's rings, but and also the moons, the Galilean moons, you can see of Jupiter. Even with a small pair of binoculars, you can pick out the moons that Galileo would have seen early back in the 1600s.
Mm. And has there been like an uptick in interest in planets in space?
It seems to be now that they're more aware of it because they're teaching it in schools. I think from about year four, we get a lot of school classes out here.
Mm.
Any classes after year four at schools?
Well,
they seem to be pretty interested in it.
I remember when I was in primary school, there was this one space book that I'd always read. I read it back to front so many times. you know how kids like to read the same thing over and over and over.
Well, they do, mate. Watch the same movies over and over again too.
Yeah, exactly. But that was me with the book. Now, I'm pretty sure that, you know, a lot of people, when they try and view planets or even rare blue moons, they expect that they'll be able to see them from just outside their house. But are there any actual good spots that you'd recommend to keep an eye out for Jupiter and Saturn?
If you get away from the town lights or the city lights, they are quite naked eye. You can see them. They're very bright. I think on the 17th of next month, is it, or this month, 17th, it'll be, the moon will be very close to Jupiter. So you'll be able to, if you can find the moon on the 16th, and just below it, you'll see the planet Jupiter. On the 17th, there's a full moon, and Jupiter will be just above the moon if you look up towards the east.
That'll look really cool. Mm-hmm. Are there any other key, besides this event next month, are there any other key upcoming space events to look out for this year?
Oh, nothing special. We get pretty interested if there's new comets around, but there is always comets there, but the naked eye ones are pretty rare. So,
hopefully none that are getting too close to the planet.
We don't want that to happen.
Nah.
Nah.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, John.
Okay, Nathaniel. Nice to talk to you, mate.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We'll catch you later on. Bye.